thing with 1 Peter 3. We look at verses 13 to 22. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your heart sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defence to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Maintain a good conscience so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which he also went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is 8 lives, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. We listen to Rosemary Seaman sing, I Love to Tell the Story.
Because on Christ the righteous, the sin of all was laid. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Oh, wonderful redemption, the price for sin is paid. Salvation is unafraid, for God has raised Christ Jesus to show the work was done. His glorious resurrection declared the victory won. I love to tell the story.
The same.